don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Engineer. We're back. It's just me and Bill today, once again.
Alone again.
Yeah, it's weird. You
naturally.
Know, we've been doing a lot of studio shows this month. Things do tend to slow down after the holidays in the month of January. We kind of use that year, that month or so, to kind of regroup for the year, schedule out our trips, that kind of thing. And we've had a pretty long run in the studio for the longest time that I remember now, because we traveled like crazy last year. And I say that because starting next week, we hit the road again. So start hitting the road. So there's going to be a lot more remotes coming up, broadcast from different events, whether they're dive shows, boat shows, destinations, and things like that. We're working out the schedule now. But next week, we may be down in South Florida doing something and kind of working out the details right now. Nothing like the last minute. But we're going. I got to go down to South Florida, down towards Miami, to cover the Miami International Boat Show for our World of Boating show. And I'm probably going to end up taking Scuba Radio down along with me. And
yeah, this would not be the first time you've taken Scuba Radio down with you.
Yes, it kind of goes with the theme.
Yes,
and but I think we're going to do something down in South Florida. I might try to sneak in a lobster dive.
Nice,
and do something down in South Florida. We'll have to wait and see.
I know a boat captain down in South Florida. You
get
might
out.
Be able to meet up with.
You mean Captain Barry?
I was thinking Captain Barry, captain of Surprise.
Yes, that could be an option. He doesn't know it yet. But I may suck up to him, say, hey, let's go. Come on.
He loves going out in the boat.
I got 3 hours. Let's go snag our fill of lobster. And I don't know. We'll see. We're going to do you'll have to just tune in next week and find out what's going on with that. Shortly thereafter, or 2 weeks from today, we are going to be in Chicago at Our World Underwater. We'll get a full first-hand report of how that show is developing. It's the 40th anniversary of Our World Underwater.
Wow.
The longest-running dive show in the United States, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. And
longer than anything in California?
I believe it is. I'm pretty sure it's the longest-running dive show in the States.
Wow.
You know, the other ones are in Long Beach, California, and New Jersey. I know Long Beach. I'm 99% sure it hadn't been around that long. And Jersey's been around 30-something, but I think Our World is the longest-running dive
show. I do
show.
Not think of Chicago as being a pioneer in the diving community the way I think of Long Beach, California being.
Well, most people wouldn't. But believe it or not, Chicago, as we found out probably about 5 years ago when I started going to that event, man, the divers up there in the Midwest are just hardcore.
Well, you have to be.
These divers are dedicated. And, you know, I am a warm water wuss in Florida, and you have, even though the water's cooler off of the coast of Long Beach, California, yeah, still, let's be real. They're spoiled rotten as well. I mean, they have the ocean right there at their doorstep.
Now, admittedly, the water's not quite as warm in
right.
Long Beach, California as it is here in Florida.
But it's very accessible.
And you don't have to break the ice to get to it 5 months out of the year.
Like they are doing today in Chicago.
Right.
And matter of fact, Patrick Hammer, who's putting on Our World Underwater, is literally diving in Chicago at Hague Quarry today. They are doing an ice dive as we speak. And
wow.
Before the show ends today, we're supposed to get a first-hand report.
If his teeth stop shattering in time.
Assuming
not
he has been revived
yes.
after being put into a chronic cold, state of
cold water induced coma
preservation.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, but that's what they're doing today, and you know they're hardcore. I went up there 5 years ago to Chicago, I was just blown away by the people that we met that listen to Scuba Radio. They're real nice of them to come up and say hi and that kind of thing. But
and
they
not shout obscenities across the room like
exactly,
we normally get.
Right. And they appreciate the fact that we bring our mermaids, put them on display, help warm up things, bring a
yeah.
little Florida sunshine to the
mm-hmm.
Midwest at this time of year where it's it can be quite chilly in Chicago this time.
Unnervingly cold.
Yeah, but it is a cool event, and you got 10, 12, 15,000 divers show up for this event every year, and they are just hardcore. They're very passionate about the sport, and they have to jump through quite a few more hoops than we do here off the coast of California or in Florida. And so I don't know. I really respect that a lot, and the fact that they go through that much more, BS is what I would call it. Just goes to show how much they love the sport of diving. So it's always refreshing to go up there and hang with our diving friends in the Midwest, and maybe that's why that show has done so well for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are in the area, make sure you join us. And if that weren't enough,
and it's not.
It never is. Don't worry, I got you covered. We are giving away a liveaboard trip from our friends at Explorer Ventures. That's right.
Nice of you to give away somebody else's stuff. I like how you do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We got two major announcements on the show today, and one of them affects Bill, the producer.
I am breathless with anticipation.
You don't know what it is, do you?
Doesn't seem as though I do.
Yeah,
this seems like a surprise to me.
I thought we were going to out you today.
No. What? No.
Oh, that's next week?
No. No.
No.
I would still love me just the same anyway, but
well,
no.
At least you would.
Yes.
We're giving away a liveaboard trip from Explorer Ventures at Our World Underwater.
Okay.
We are planning to do this for every dive show that we attend this year.
Okay. If you see Scuba Radio, come up and beg us for a liveaboard trip.
Yeah, it's very cool, and that's not all. I have some Scuba Radio
T-shirt.
Nanook protective cases,
nice.
Like $200 cases to give away. We have an Olympus camera and housing
wow.
to give away. So, we're giving
all
away.
This stuff in Chicago.
Yeah, that's it. And we're planning to replicate the same thing for New Jersey and possibly for Long Beach and Seattle if we work out the logistics. We're trying to work out our travel schedule now. So the point is that you definitely have a reason to come to Our World Underwater, Beneath the Sea, any of the consumer dive shows that Scuba Radio's at. Trust me, you're going to want to come and hang out and at least say hi. If you want to throw something at us or yell obscenities, what the hell? You still might win.
If you throw something at us, make sure there's alcohol in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's a whole bottle. Don't throw a whole bottle at us.
Only plastic, please.
Yes.
But it's really cool. We are doing our part to kind of, kick things up a notch here.
That
for
is
the
nice.
Dive show circuit, so to speak. And, the big, that's one element that we're giving away the trips.
That's fantastic.
We've said that. We've already made that announcement. Today, however,
mm-hmm. this is a big announcement.
You want to just do it with the first one right now? Let's just do this. Because this is huge. Not only can you win a trip on the liveaboard trip, or liveaboard with Explorer Ventures at any of the dive shows that we appear at, you are also going to have a chance to take that trip with us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
All right, fine. Us.
Yeah, you. Bill, the producer, is going on a trip with Scuba Radio.
Well, that is good news.
Yeah, now
I am
happy.
Excited
now,
about
finally,
that.
Bill is,
I am excited
has agreed to
right.
go and fill in as a Scuba Radio mermaid. On the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which has been scheduled for July 31st through August 7th on the Turks and Caicos Caribbean Explorer.
Outstanding. I am very excited about that. That is a great announcement and far better than suggesting that I was coming out of the closet.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm never coming out.
Okay. Yeah. We keep them there for a reason.
Mm.
But no, actually, if things go as planned, we'll have a mermaid, too. We won't make you do the mermaid thing.
It's all right.
I don't want to scare anybody.
You're not scaring me.
Yeah, I know.
I've worn less at Scuba Radio events.
Yeah.
Remember that time you gave me just the athletic sock with the logo?
Oh, I blocked that out a long time ago. Don't bring that up.
It was a baby sock, too. Yeah. That was cruel of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's huge. This is really a big deal because Bill very seldom gets out of the closet anywhere else, for that matter.
That's true, yes.
And for him to come on a liveaboard trip with us is quite a remarkable event. This is a huge opportunity for you to actually interface with the man behind the madness here at Scuba Radio. I take credit for a lot of that, but really most of the blame is on Bill, the producer.
Yeah, when it comes right down to it, most things are my fault.
Exactly. So you finally have someone that you can dive with. You can go down underwater, and if you really have an issue with what he's done over the last 12 years, just cut his air hose and just finish it. Just end it right there. And well, no, I don't guess.
Wow, you're going to get subpoenaed.
Yeah,
there's no question about it.
But no, it's cool. Bill's been wanting to do one of these trips, but there's been other issues that have kept him from traveling. You know, money, time.
Well, all right. Can we lower the
threshold?
Fifth wall? Can we tell the truth for 15 seconds?
All right, let's let them have a glimpse behind the curtain of what really goes on.
For those
here.
Of you that listen to this program, you're familiar with the fact that I literally complain that I never get to go on any of the trips,
which is the truth.
I never do get to go.
Yeah.
But it's never Greg's fault.
Right,
Greg actually
never.
Invites me on
every
one of the trips.
Every single one of them.
Every single trip he asks me if I can go, and every time I have to say, well, no, I can't go.
And I really thought it was just because he doesn't like me.
Yeah, the truth is I own a couple of other businesses. I've just had a baby. There's a lot of things that have kept me from being able to go on the trip. So for the radio show, all the time except for the next 30 seconds, I will always say that he doesn't ask me. But the fact of the matter is he asks me every time, and finally... I've decided that I'm going to blow off all of my responsibilities for a week and join the Scuba Radio crew on the Turks and Caicos liveaboard, and I could not be more excited.
Yeah, I wore him down. I asked him so many times, he finally said yes. Okay, for Christ's sakes, I'll go!
See, this is what happens when he calls me at 9 o'clock on a Friday night when I'm clearly deep in my cups, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah, are those C's or B's you're wearing?
Well, today, C's.
Yeah. But yeah, Bill's going to be on board. And like I said, we'll have there's a very good chance we'll have a mermaid or two on board with us. We'll see.
Oh, I have to schedule my bikini waxing.
Yeah. Mm. And a lot of extra surprises. This is going to be a very special week, trust me. And look, you got plenty of time to plan to join us for this event, July 31st through August 7th in the Turks and Caicos. Mark your calendars, call Explore Ventures now, and book it. You're going to want to join us. It's 1-800. What number is that? ExploreVentures.com. Go there.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, you know, that's an oldie but a goodie. It's been around for some time, a little ditty we did there. And, Bill, I got to tell you, I got a new one in the works.
I can scarcely wait.
It won't be me. I won't be singing. But you know who?
Wow.
I've recruited some big gun. I've recruited
Kelly.
A world-class. Yes.
Kelly.
Kelly, we're working on a new song with Kelly doing a new Scuba Radio song to Radio Gaga. Or not Radio.
Lady Gaga
song.
All right. How nice.
Working on that this week. I've blocked out a 10-hour studio session.
For a 30-second song. Nice.
I remember Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model, and tone deaf. So it can be a challenge to record it, but once you capture that magic, it lasts forever.
Yeah, it does.
And,
burned into your eardrums.
Yeah. So whether that'll be ready for next week, you'll have to tune in and find out. Now, if you're just joining us, we just made a major announcement of a new Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise for July 31st through August 7th in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures.
How come I never get to go on any of these trips? Why don't I ever get to go?
Well, we've made it so you can. You're going on this one.
Fantastic.
So, you know, everybody, you can feel good for Bill that he's going, but don't let that scare you. You know, he's going to join us on this vessel.
I am rarely naked on the dive trip.
Rarely. And you know, if you haven't been on the Turks and Caicos Caribbean Explorer 2, it is, or Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, it's a huge vessel, so you'll have plenty of
room
places
to be away from me,
of nooks and crannies to escape Bill's nudity. You know, so we'll rope off a section that call Bill's clothing optional area. But the thing's like 125 feet long, one of the largest liveaboard vessels, if not the largest in the entire Caribbean. And I've been on it a few times. It is a phenomenal dive platform, and it will be an exceptional place to host the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And we're not doing any more of these that I'm aware of for the year, where we're going to invite all the listeners to join us. We got a few other things in planned with Explore Ventures, but it looks like this is going to be the only trip that we're going to allow the listeners to come on board and join us.
That's not really true. You'll allow them to buy a ticket when you're on another trip, but it's not going to be...
It'll be purely by chance, because they're not going to know about it, because we're just going to show up on a couple other ones by surprise, right, or last minute kind of thing. But this one that we're planning out, you know, 8 months in advance.
Plenty of freebies, plenty of stuff to use, borrow while you're on the trip.
Being that it's the only one, we're really going to blow it out big time. I mean, we're going to have some major gifts and prizes and surprises for everybody who join us that week. So trust me, if you are listening to me right now, do not wait. Call them up at 1-800-322-3577. I mean, literally right now, and reserve your spot. 1-800-322-3577. Because I can promise you, whether you like me or Bill or anything that Scuba Radio does at all, you will be one happy camper if you are on this boat, because we're going to bring a lot of stuff on board for everybody to take home, to possibly win, or a bare minimum to play with during the week. Some really cool dive gear and equipment and goodies, toys, that kind of thing.
Now, one of the things that's fantastic about these dive trips is always at least a couple of people that aren't in our group that somehow, through the luck of the draw, accidentally got stuck on a liveaboard boat in the Turks and Caicos with the Scuba Radio crew.
Right.
They always have fun.
Yeah.
They're always terrified when they meet us.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, there's what here? Oh, no, I don't want to be on the radio. You know, of course, we're going to do a show.
End of the week, you've bought their friendship.
Exactly. We made them drink the Kool-Aid, and they were sucked in, and the rest is history. So we've made a lot of good friends that way. I will tell you, this boat is ours this week, though. Mm-hmm. Nobody is booked on it yet. We have blocked out this week just for Scuba Radio listeners. So anyone who books it now will be part of our close-knit little group. So I encourage you to do it. If you have a dive club or a dive group or a few people, man, take advantage of it. This is not only a great time of year. Now, let me address something about hurricane season, because this is in the middle of hurricane season.
It's at the beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah, towards the beginning. But, well, you know what? We'll take a break. I'll explain something.
Oh, good.
To you.
We'll leave them terrified during the break.
No, that's fantastic. It'll be a reason why they should definitely take advantage of it. That's coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba. Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK 27 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
All right, so July 31st through August 7th, that is the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise we're doing with Explore Adventures. Book it now, 1-800-322-3577. Now, I said that that is in hurricane season, but I want you to listen to me very closely for you folks, especially outside of Florida. That time of year is the best time of year to dive in the Caribbean, bar none. Ask anybody in Florida, if you're diving in Florida, the Bahamas, really anywhere in the Caribbean, if you don't have a storm at your doorstep, and look, the odds are definitely with you that there's not going to be a hurricane in the area.
To put things into perspective, hurricane season starts June 1st and goes through November. The most active months for hurricanes are August and September.
Well, exactly.
And most seasons, you don't get a storm until August. Well, Charlie, which was the first big storm of 2004, came on the 13th of August.
Right. But the bottom line is you can get trip insurance, and the folks at Explore Ventures are excellent when it comes to taking care of customers. If, God forbid, you do have to have something adjusted because of a storm in the area. Now, look, the odds of that are not likely.
Very small.
12 years of doing scuba radio, I've gotten sidetracked once out of all the trips that we have ever done. And even then, it wasn't that big a deal. Okay, we had to skip that week, and we had to move to a few weeks later. And that's what we did. So you get your trip insurance, so you protect your investment. Same thing on the airfare. And just buy the trip insurance for the extra $25, and you're good to go. You take advantage of it, because the conditions in the Turks and Caicos that time of year are spectacular. They are unbelievable, because you have the end of summer. It's not windy, it's warm, so the sediment has not been stirred up, so the visibility can be absolutely crystal clear. And I've been there, and I've experienced dolphins, turtles, it's a popular place for whale sharks. That time of year, I'm not sure, I don't think it's whale season.
It doesn't seem like it.
But the conditions are unbelievable at that time of year when it comes to just the, bathwater diving. And just tropical, just go. You don't have to put on a wetsuit. You're going to love it. Trust me.
Naked diving. I can't wait.
Buff divers, unite. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Dr. Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the Scuba Shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's Greg, the Dive Master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Debbie, God bless her.
You know, I'm blushing.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's something about the way she said that.
Yeah. Well, we may run into her again in California at the Long Beach Dive Show. That's a matter of fact, The Long Beach Dive Show falls on my birthday this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, May 16th and 17th,
He'll be
I believe.
35 years old. You got to see how this guy has
29.
Not taken care of himself.
Come on, let's be real. And
probably old enough to run for president.
Yeah, so...
this Homeowners Association.
Oh, yeah, don't start. So we do have a very busy travel schedule, but like I said, we are doing this live aboard August 31st through the 7th. You want to join us and think about it now. You got your dive club, get your friends together, come on out. Everyone's going to get something out of the deal, whether it's a Scuba Radio t-shirt or something much, much bigger. Like a regulator or something.
Well,
we're going to get some cool
One of the things
stuff.
That's great about this is that when you do the Scuba Radio live aboard trips, you get access to a lot of really great equipment that people get to try out while they're on the
right.
dive boat. So even if you don't get to bring anything home, you get to use it while you're on the trip and see what it's like and get to feel it and touch it and put it underwater, take pictures with it, take videos with it. Use it as your guest regulator of the day, whatever it is that you've brought.
Right.
People get to try different things, and it's fun to try these different things. And I got to tell you what, there is nothing I like better than live aboard diving.
Yeah, it's just amazing in its own right. You don't need any of this extra stuff that we bring, but I'm telling you, the stuff we bring is cool. Last time we had Bonica underwater video cameras, high def, for people to use and take home the video that they shot. We had Olympus still cameras in the housings for him to take really cool still photos. So just that alone was a pretty cool thing. And you don't pay anything extra for it. You get this for free. And then we had underwater communication gear. We had our Scuba Radio mermaids. So that gave you something to even take pictures and shoot video of.
Good
and
point.
We gave away a bunch of stuff, like some regulators, dive computers, and things like that. So we, I'm telling you, and I'm planning to do that and more for our trip the first week of August.
And on top of all that, of course, is the beauty of live aboard diving, which is, five, six dives a day, dive, sleep, eat, and end of story. There's nothing else for you to do. You don't have to answer your cell phone. You don't have to, do any work in between. You don't have to lug your gear back and forth from the hotel. Live aboard diving for a diver is absolutely the best.
Yeah, the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard, by the way, unbelievable dive vessel. The best, if it's not the best, it has to be at least the number one, number two vessel I've been on for live aboard diving, period, that has been just phenomenal. I mean, just an amazing dive platform. You can't do any better than this. It's just a beautiful vessel. The accommodations are great. Food's awesome. And like you said, the diving is just so easy and fun to hang out. You're just going to have a blast. I can guarantee that. There is no doubt. I have no problem saying that. And that's why we're booking this for July 31st to August 7th. 1-800-322-3577. ExploreVentures.com. Book it today. Now, that's not all that we have to announce today. We have another major event.
Oh, I thought it was the song rejoin that you were working on with Kelly.
No.
Yeah.
There's actually something bigger. That's coming up.
Bigger
as well
than
as,
that?
Yeah. Well, at least as big.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I'm wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Well, most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aid, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, a couple things happened this week. Before I get to the major announcement, two on today's show. That will actually, you know what? It's going to happen in an hour or two. I'm going to save it for that.
Oh, good. Now they're just going to fast forward.
No, they're not. They're going to want to stick around because this is big news, too. Okay. This week, I actually went through a Patty update. You know, I am Greg the Dive Master, as you know, but I am actually a Patty Dive instructor. Now, I haven't been doing much teaching lately. Last year, I got to say, I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit. I got involved in too much traveling, and I thought I'd do a little bit more teaching than I did, but I'm planning to, you know, as part of my New Year's resolution, to bring some more people into the fold, so to speak, and do some more teaching this year. I got a few students I'm working on right now to get them started on their Patty open water class. So I feel like, okay, it's time to kind of refresh my teaching skills, and I went to the Patty update, or they call it the Patty, I don't know, they got a different name for it now. But it's basically the Patty, Professional Association of Dive Instructors, travels around the country, and they put on these little two-hour seminars to, educate their members and instructors on what are the latest standards and things that you can do to maximize your teaching potential as a Patty dive instructor. I went there with just the idea of just, you know, reconnecting with some friends here in Orlando, Florida, where we're based out of, and did so. At that matter of fact, I actually ended up winning something. They gave away a Patty, a backpack, and I got one.
Wow, because you don't get enough stuff.
I don't. So that was nice. And now I got something for the spouse for Valentine's Day.
That's lovely. A Patty backpack is the perfect Valentine's Day gift for the woman who has everything except for her husband out of town. Oh, wait, you will be out of town. Thank you, Miami Bocho.
Yeah. So, anyway, we have, it was a cool event, but, you know, one of the things they were talking about is how to, reach out and create new ways to attract students and to bring more people into the fold. And,
yes,
and some of the campaigns that Patty is using to reach out to the world, to the masses, to the public, through forms like, guess what? Scuba Radio.
Very nice.
By sharing the joy and putting it out in front of people to give the gift of scuba and encourage more instructors like myself to reach out there and try to get their friends certified or you know.
And more specifically,
classes.
Instructors who are you. Not just ones that are like you, but ones who are you.
What do you mean?
They're encouraging you to go out and get more people involved.
Well,
you're a dive instructor, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you know, we talk about it every week for 2 hours.
Right.
But actually,
then you get bored.
Yeah. No. but we have a unique forum to do that.
Yes,
not every Patty Dive instructor has that that forum that I
in
do.
In fact, I would go so far as to say no other Patty Dive instructor has that forum.
You know what? You might be right. You might be onto something.
Mm.
But I need to like kick it up a notch, and I'm going to do that. So that's like my goal is to certify at least 5 to 10 new divers this year.
At least five, and as many as 10.
But to cover their progress on Scuba Radio, that sounds like one class, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Maybe I need to raise the bar higher. You think?
Maybe.
Okay.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Scuba Radio. Hey, who wants to have
You know, it was encouraging to join my fellow Central Florida dive instructors and dive retailers here at the Patty Update here this week. They're a great bunch of folks. And, you know, it was kind of like a shot in the arm to encourage an instructor like myself to get off his ass and certify some more divers. Get out there. Make a difference. Grow the sport. Despite the economy, people still want to dive. And you may have to work a little harder to find your students. You know, I'm not really in that category as a dive shop or a full-time dive instructor. However, it's always good to be, I don't know, like energized and just like, here's some more ideas or here's some ways that you might want to go out and try to find some more people to bring into our little sport. And remember, it's all fun. That's why we're selling fun when it comes to learning how to dive. It's not learning how to dive per se. It's really you're selling an activity, something that's fun to do with your friends or a great opportunity for you to make new friends. And, you know, that's what we're going to do here this year. And like I said, I have a goal of trying to do 5 to 10 students. I know that sounds low, but these are going to be students that we...
These will be the cream of the crop.
No, it won't, actually.
These will be the ones that survive.
These will be ones that will agree to come on Scuba Radio.
Aha.
And talk about how great of an instructor I am.
I got to tell you, there's a student who I desperately want to get into your class.
Yes, who would that be?
That would be the young man who was very nearly your first dive student.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to kind of go back and try again, aren't we?
I would like to. I think he's gotten to a point now where he can overcome his issue.
Wait, which was me?
No, it was not you.
It was not me.
It was not you at all, Greg. He enjoyed you as an instructor. He simply couldn't take a mask off underwater. Couldn't bring himself
to do it.
He
didn't like water on his face.
Right.
And, of course, that was my first dive student as a dive instructor. It didn't go well.
So as a conditioning, we've actually got his girlfriend throwing drinks on him every day.
Yeah.
Whatever she's drinking, she throws in his face. So he's getting used to that sensation, and it's making him vaguely aroused.
Interesting. Is she yelling some obscenity at him first before she throws the glass of water on him?
Not always. That would give him too much warning.
Because I was going to say, maybe that's what I could do. I could yell at him first before we get ready to do our skills.
I think there are certain things you need to promise that you're going to do to him.
It would be a trigger. You see what I'm saying?
I am with you.
To get him through.
Like the fish.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. All right, look, hour two on deck. We're going to talk about ice diving, and we have another major announcement right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't miss it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.